seed.
Your fission at Fukushima, what does that mean? Toyota shutting down some U.S. plants. 25,000 workers in North America could be affected. A helping hand in Libya, but nothing in Yemen. Yet it's exploding. There's chaos and blood in the streets. Won't we get involved here? Should we get involved here? Right? Fair is fair. We jumped in Libya. Shouldn't we jump in Yemen? Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. We zig and zag all over the place. I don't care what your political stripes are. Just have an opinion and throw in your two cents if you want to jump on any and all of the water cooler buzz that we'll be talking about this hour here on ATN. You can light up the lines or you can shoot us an email. Coming up, besides Japan, the nuclear fission question, and now the rippling effects of Japan that we're starting to feel in the United States, and also the situation in the Middle East, which affects you in your backyard. Don't care if you're in Florida, Illinois, Connecticut, Vermont, wherever. If this affects all of us, just start looking at the price at the pumps. So we'll jam on that. But besides that, another edition of You Decide. California mother encouraging her kid to fight. Not like my mother did when I was in Queens and she said, you don't fight unless someone comes after you. Someone punches you, you punch back. It's a little bit different. I'm going to tell you the story, then you can decide. You can also decide on health care. Thumbs up, thumbs down. Just like they used to do in the gladiator days. Let them live, let them die. It's a one-year anniversary. Where are we now? People are still very concerned about what is happening to their premiums and what's going to happen in these small job situations. But for goodness sake, in Washington, they can't even get a budget. They can't even get the budget. They got another deadline to deal with on April 8th. First, let's jump in on Libya, because the president is back. He's back from being abroad. In fact, canceled a couple of last-minute things that he was going to do. So there's nothing but questions when he steps off the plane, Air Force One, that he has to confront. And one of the things the president said, absolutely no boots on the ground. What's happening in the air is it. No boots on the ground. We will not have any kind of a land attack. Because that would be disastrous. We can't afford it. And then what? We just jump over to Yemen? So here's what the Secretary of Defense told reporters in Cairo about Gaddafi and what the possible outcome is, including people who are jumping off the dictator's bandwagon. Also, he emphasized what the president emphasized, that the U.S. will absolutely not play a big role in Libya after the handoff is complete. Take a listen.
I think there are any number of possible outcomes here, and no one's in a position to predict them. Whether there are further major defections within his own ruling circle, whether there are divisions within his family, there are a variety of possibilities, it seems to me.
We will have a military role in the coalition, but we will not have the preeminent role. And the president was very, felt strongly, I would say, about limiting the scale of U.S. Military involvement in this. He's more aware than almost anybody of the stress on our military.
Yeah, the stress is we have a voluntary military. Repeat after me, voluntary military. I couldn't be more proud of the men and the women who have deployed again and again and again, selflessly at times, in the end, giving up so much with their family, always giving up so much time with their family. But there is no way that we can ping on the ground in Libya. And the president, who wants to get reelected, definitely knows that this would be one thing that would take him down a few more notches or a few more numbers when it comes to the approval ratings. All right, let's take one right at the top. Don in Wyoming. Don, you get a chance. You get the first crack at this to throw in your two cents. What do you say?
Hey, I thought I was throwing a nickel, Kate. Come on. Hey,
more than a nickel.
Hey, you know, one of the things I wanted to add on last night, Kate, we ran out of time, was that, you know, Libya, you know, there's a lot of people that are fighting for him. You know, obviously, there's a lot of people in Libya that want him to remain in charge. You know, now whether they're being scared into that or, you know, they've been brainwashed into it or whatever reason, you know, this is a civil war going on over there in a sense. You know, it's, there are people backing him. And so, you know, it's kind of like, you know, we go sticking our nose into people's business, you know, like, you know, a lot of people in America are saying, why is this any of our business right now, you know? And, I mean, he only pumps out 2% of the world's oil supply. And you know, by the way, I was going to tell you, where those tomahawks ought to be headed, don't you?
The tomahawks?
Yeah, they ought to be shooting them at those, what do you call those idiots, those speculators, you know, for the oil. Yeah, bomb their houses, you know? So.
Mm-hmm.
They're jacking up the price of oil, and there's no reason for it, you know? And, but anyway, though, I was a bad joke. I'm sorry.
I get it. Ha, 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 ha. Okay, listen,
right.
Here's the thing. You said the thing about Gaddafi, and yes, there are people loyal to Gaddafi. Of course there are. And what the U.S. is hoping is that they'll flip, that he'll be able to be removed because the forces that are fighting for him, that are loyal to him, will turn, and you know, there'll be a coup, so to speak. That's what they need. That's what I believe the allied forces, if you will, the NATO forces are looking for, including the U.S. They want this over with, and that's the way it would be over with if they can get enough people to flip on Gaddafi, because they have the best, that regime has the best weapons.
Yeah. Well, you know, and let's not forget now, the Arab League, you know, they were the ones that wanted him out, you know. It wasn't the United States. They're the ones that asked for help. And most of those countries, you know, they don't have a big enough military to be aggressive. They're just, you know, they're just more for a defensive nature. And so that, you know. Hey, other news today, of course, one of the most beautiful women that ever lived on this planet has passed away.
Yeah, Liz Taylor, dead at the age of 79, died peacefully, which is good news because she suffered a lot of different things in her later years, a lot of different ailments, had some surgeries and whatnot.
Well, you know, I always say if you don't make it 75, you got cheated, you know. So she didn't get cheated. At least she made it that long. But I said if aliens ever came down and said we want the five most beautiful women that ever lived on this planet, you know, she would have been one of the top five, I think. So.
It's interesting in talking about Liz Taylor, Don, we're almost against it. We got to let you fly. If you're talking about the five most beautiful women and you were going old school, boy, that would be a conversation to have. Sophia Loren, she would have to make that list, right? Who else would? Maybe Debbie Reynolds? I'm thinking of, who else would make the list? You guys got to help me out. I'm better on the new school than the old school. New school, there's just a ton of candidates. And I think old school, too. But we're talking about real beauties, like he said. Anyway, see, you never know what you're going to get on this show. Coming up next, we're going to talk about what's going on at Fukushima in Japan. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Our borders to all the guys listening down under. Jane and the gang in Spain. Do you love that? Jane and the gang in Spain. She's an expat. Also, Christina and all the others in Sweden. We appreciate it. They have stuffed our mailbag. In fact, coming up, we will check the mail. If you ever have any thoughts on the show, send them to me through americatonight.net. So here's the scoop. We're going to talk about that neutron beam that has been observed like 13 times, they say, out of Fukushima. We'll do that in a second, because what does that mean? I'm thinking plutonium, thinking the same thing I'm thinking. So I'll talk about that in a second. Also, what we're feeling here in our own backyard because of the earthquake, tsunami, and sadly the crippled nuclear power plant just a stone's throw away from one of the most densely populated cities, which, of course, if Tokyo went down, how crippling would that be to the nation itself, to Japan? But I'm talking radiation, and all the experts I've talked to are only concerned really about the food supply, not so much about what's in the air as far as Tokyo is concerned. Here you have all these Californians who are concerned about radiation. I talked to someone today in Palo Alto, which is where Stanford is, and it's on the peninsula outside of San Francisco, and they said they really did go to a couple of different drugstores and there was no iodine pills. And I'm like, what are you doing looking for iodine pills? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? We do have a sidebar, as the judge often does with attorneys in courtrooms all over America. Sidebar for a second. The sidebar is this. Liz Taylor dies at the age of 79. So Don, at the top of the show, brings up the fact that she was one of the all-time beauties. And what if somebody came down from outer space and said, who are the five most, you know, beautiful women? If we went old school, who would make the list? Already some of you have sent me names. Marilyn Monroe, Ava Gardner, Doris Day, Sophia Loren, that was mine, and Grace Kelly. Grace Kelly, back in the day, would probably make most people's list. Now, of the young actresses or models or whatever, boy, we could have a long list there, too, and we'll do that. So if you want to throw in on that, feel free. That's our sidebar. But let's jump back to Japan and how that impacts many people in the U.S. First, to the neutron beam, which scares me to death to hear that. Tokyo Electric Power Company is saying that they've seen this beam, and that it is. It's a neutron beam. That's what they call it. It's sort of like, picture in your mind, a radioactive ray. And they've seen it 13 times somewhere on the grounds of the Fukushima nuclear plant. This after it was hit on March 11th because of the quake tsunami disaster. So you look at the reactors, number one, number two, boom. They saw the beams there. What Tokyo Electric is saying is they're going to measure the uranium and plutonium because that could emit that neutron beam. In fact, previously, that's what's happened in other places because it might be evidence that you have both of those, which plutonium, you don't want that. Well, you don't want any of this, but uranium and plutonium leaking from the plant's reactors, that is bad news. The spent nuclear fuels are discharging a small amount of these neutron beams through nuclear fission. That's scary stuff. Because really, everybody's trying to wrap their arms around the repercussions of this nuclear disaster, because it is a disaster no matter what. What's happening with the water, what's happening with the food, what's ultimately dangerous traveling out of Japan. So taking chances, they're not taking any chances now. Originally telling the people, okay, as long as you're 12 miles outside of the plant radius, you know, you're going to be okay. Then many nuclear experts from the U.S. step in and say, well, wait a second, we disagree. We say 50 miles outside of 50 miles. There's a big difference between 12 and 50, a big, big difference. So what effects are we feeling because of the Japanese catastrophe? Here's a big one. I know there's people listening to us in Georgetown, Kentucky, but not just in Georgetown, Kentucky. Also in San Antonio, Texas, in Jackson, Tennessee, in Huntsville, Alabama, Long Beach, California. And we have some Canadians who listen to the show. And many of them, many of you, are probably going to be affected by a shutdown through the Toyota plants. And, of course, the reason why is because of the part shortages from that country. Now, the good news is, and I don't know how many people know this, but somebody mentioned this to me earlier in the day, and I checked it out, and apparently, if this is true, if my source is right on this, Toyota, if they shut down the plant, they continue to pay the people who work for them while they're finding some kind of another job for them. I guess at some point, if you're out of work through Toyota, you can even volunteer where you live and they'll pay you. You're still getting your pay. And this is during production shutdowns. But this is scary. I mean, the plans to shut down certainly shows that there's going to be probably an industry-wide problem on this one. I'm thinking, how many people do I know that have Toyotas and parts? And, you know, there's definite pressure here. Because you have suppliers based in North America that can't probably provide or probably won't be able to provide whatever the parts that are necessary for the cars because they rely on part suppliers in Japan. So they're going to have problems, too. And so this is just one thing. And I guarantee there's some of you that are listening to me right now that know exactly what I'm talking about and know what that means to your family. You know what that means to certainly all of us who drive Toyotas. I think on my street, I probably have six neighbors that drive some kind of a Toyota, some form of a Toyota. Dan is listening to us in Texas. Hello, Dano.
Madam President, are you there?
I am. Thank you.
Very good. Very good. Darling, I'd like you to do me a little flavor. when you talk to your reporter friend, Miss Jones, is it? Is that her name?
Victoria Jones, yes.
Victoria Jones. Yes. Ask her to ask the president, what does a man born in Hawaii have a Social Security number from Connecticut when he was not there as a birth baby? Okay? Then ask her why he spends $2 million to cover up his transcripts from college and also where he was from when he attended the college. If she could just do that, I'd be very grateful. Now for the good stuff.
Will not let this birther thing go, though. You know that.
I'm right, and I know it.
You are just so rapid about that.
I'm right, and I know it. He's a Kenyan. He's an African from Kenya.
I'm right, and I know that.
He's,
okay.
Right. Davy Crockett said, make sure you're right, and then go ahead. And I'm just following old Davy's line there, okay? Now, here's the joke. Okay, this doctor came home from work, and he discovered a little tiny pool of water underneath his sink area, and he couldn't believe it. And so he waited a couple of days, and it kept happening. So he called around for plumbers, and nobody would come out. Finally, on Sunday, he got a hold of a plumber, and the plumber said, yeah, I'll do it, but it's going to cost you double time and a half. And he said, well, I got to get this done. Go ahead. So the plumber came out, pulled out all his tools, opened up the cupboard, looked underneath, took out a wrench, and went, kick! Got up and handed the guy a bill. He says, my God, that's $1,500. He says, yeah. He says, man, I don't make $1,500 for 1 minute's work, and I am a brain surgeon. The plumber says, that's why I gave up brain surgery.
All right, I'm giving you a pass because you made me laugh. Thank you, bye, Dan. He's crazy. He knows I'm on a quest to try to tell better jokes, so I think he's trying to help me. By the way, for our sidebar issue, more names are trickling in. Jacqueline Smith, Farrah Fawcett, Pam Anderson. Julia Roberts makes the list. Okay, Julia Roberts makes the list. Who else? A bevy of beauties. This all started because of Liz Taylor's death at the age of 79, dying peacefully in her sleep. All right, we're going to check the mail next here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Reality check. There are many so-called health products coming out that are here today but will be gone tomorrow. They're fads, they're hype, and a lot of gimmick. Life Change Tea is no fad. We've been around for years, and we've been slowly growing, and our products have attracted loyal customers. Why? Because our products work. Cleansing your body, losing weight, more energy, and better overall health. And you might ask, says who? Our customers say. A company shows its colors with how many people reorder the product. So don't be afraid. We're the real deal. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read all the testimonies. In fact, log on and order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. There's no call centers, just a friendly operator. 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Alex has told you that the Mideast uprisings over food prices and shortages caused by fuel costs are spreading worldwide. We're seeing the impact right here in the United States. Ethanol that was supposed to reduce petroleum use and fuel prices hit a 30-month high in February, and pump prices are expected to reach $5 a gallon. Because of shipping costs, food is being priced out of the reach of millions of Americans with an expected 35% jump in the next 60 days. Move quickly while you can still afford it, and eFoods Direct will pay your shipping costs for you. For the best-tasting, long-term storable food, you pay nothing for shipping and can put every dollar into food at today's prices. eFoods Direct, food so delicious you can serve it tonight or save it for the future. Take advantage of free shipping by calling 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Will you not?
You've already sprung a leak about you know what.
What?
About the sprout, the little bugger, our son. If you start in on this other business, Martha, I warn you.
I stand warned.
All right, that was Elizabeth Taylor in a big role, Virginia Woolf. Richard Burton, her husband, played opposite her in that movie. She had a wide swath of work, certainly 7 decades worth of film performances, and she's dead at the age of 79. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. You never know what you're going to get when you tune into this show, right? We cover it all, man. We have a good time doing it, too. So we've been mixing it up with the situation in Japan, which is terrible, saying that they're seeing these neutron beams, and I think some of you had a few things to say as far as the letters, the emails that you sent me, the snail mail, if you will. That's really the correct way to say that. A lot of you concerned about the food supply and that kind of stuff. So we're going to get to that in just a second. But also, many people throwing in on the beauties of all time, old school and new school, adding to the list a few more names, including Natalie Portman. I had 3 people who emailed me that said Natalie Portman would make the new school list. She's cute. I think, what's her name? Rachel McAdams. You see her in a bunch of flicks. I would say she probably would make the list, right? Jessica Alba, Jessica Biel. There's a couple of other Hollywood actresses that come to mind. You might have a different list. 800-259-5791. Without further ado, let's head to the mail.
DeVille! DeVille is here!
Ooh! Homer, You got that running start. Okay, here's one from Sue Gartz. Hi, Sue. She says, one of my favorites who also recently died, Jane Russell. Also, go Ohio State. Ohio State getting ready to take on Kentucky as we're down to the Sweet 16 in college hoops. That's what she's referring to. I think Ohio State is going to get in a battle in the close one with Kentucky. And Kentucky, I don't want to rain on your parade, Sue, but I think Kentucky actually might pull it out. Let's check some more mail. Here's one from Dan listening to us in Vermont. Hello, America. Tonight, I have to say that I'm very concerned about what's happening at Fukushima. I can't believe more people aren't worried about the rippling effects, as you like to call it, Kate, on even our economy. And, of course, we're concerned about the people. That's the number one thing. And Americans are generous, lots of money pouring in. A lot of aid is going the way of Japan. But now we have to be realistic. Ultimately, what does it mean to the country? What does it mean to us? Well, I think one of the biggest things is the parts and the cars. What happens there? Because if we're importing parts and whatnot from Japan, well, and particularly that area, not far from that area, that affects the United States. And it affects people who also work in Toyota plants, because yes, Toyota might have them do something else, but they won't be doing what they would normally be doing, and they'll be on pins and needles worried about, you know, what's going to happen, because this is just devastating to the Japanese economy, no question. Not just in these areas outside of Tokyo, but all across the board. Look at what's happened in the financial sector there. That's the first thing you have to look at. And yes, food supply. And the food supply there's a concern over things that come out of the ground and what might have traces of radiation on it. See, it's sort of a nebulous thing. You would think it wouldn't be, but it is. This is a crisis. This is a full-scale crisis in Japan. And in the U.S., we might find little traces of radiation. We might find that some of that has been brought to the U.S., not the way people are thinking. Because in California, for some reason, the panic set in that just clouds of radiation were going to hit San Francisco on down. So hit the north, go through the central coast, and go through the south. But that's not it. It's the particles. It's the particles that come off maybe people in the traveling. There's concern about travel and what people have picked up, just small traces of it, and coming back. But, you know, hey, in Portland, Oregon, they believe that they are detecting small amounts of it. They're saying that, you know, they're not trying to get people hysterical, but they don't necessarily think it was traveled back from people, but they're detecting it. They believe they're detecting it just coming over, just some of that in the air. But what I've been told is really that dissipates, that you can't get any kind a volume of radiation from Fukushima into Washington and California, that's just not likely. And there's other radioactive particles that could be in the air from other systems, from other things. I'm thinking, what other things? Somebody said that today. Other things. What are things? I want to know what those things are. What are you talking about? And here's the sad thing, too. Thursday, they're trying to cool down the spent nuclear fuel rods, right? They're trying to prevent a further meltdown of the 6 reactor cores, and they're trying, of course, at Fukushima to curb the release of any radioactive material. And they're monitoring this constantly. And the EPA is testing anything they can at the national lab. And so far, U.S. health officials are saying that, you know, 5,000 miles from the plant, the West Coast is unlikely to see any dangerous levels of radiation, regardless of what happens there. because it disperses in the air. So, of course, the further away you are, the less hazardous it is to you, right? Now, Hawaii, I would be curious about Hawaii, what the Environmental Protection Agency is saying is the same thing, really, just trace amounts. And Americans, so you know, typically, because this is the big discussion, so let's have this discussion. How much radiation do you think you're exposed to from natural sources? Natural sources, like rocks, like sun, that kind of stuff. Like the dentist office. Did you ever have that big lead shield they put on you? Did you ever think about that? Or women who go to get mammograms or other people who have x-rays. How much radiation are you getting there? How about the fact that through the TSA, when they put you in the machines, you know what I'm talking about? The x-ray machines, the full body machines, they were saying that the radiation was actually 10 times higher than they thought. So they're retesting the machines. That's nice. So some of you might have been exposed that way, too. But I wonder, really, are you concerned? There are plenty of people listening on the West Coast. Are you concerned that radiation is a problem? Are you concerned about the radioactive particles? Are you concerned that this, you know, we're being told, oh, don't worry about it, but we should be worried about it? It's like I say on this show, you have to be responsible for yourself. You have to decide for yourself what is risky and what isn't risky. You can't trust your government to do it for you. You can listen to the information that's being imparted. But ultimately, you have to make your own decision. Rick is listening to us in Illinois. Hello, Rick. What's shaking in your neck of the woods?
Okay. I'm not eating no California lettuce. Or strawberries, or drink their milk.
There you go.
And have their radiation.
Mm-hmm.
I'll stay right here in the Midwest. But also, I heard they detected some in Colorado now.
What they're trying to figure out is this other radiation that they normally have, or are they setting off a panic button because they're really believing it's coming from Japan, 5,000 plus miles away, because it's even further in Colorado.
Yeah. Well, that's why it's coming from Japan. I don't
Thank
believe
you, scientist Rick.
I put their statements in with the categories looking for weapons of mass destruction.
Well, see, you take personal responsibility like I do. You
yep.
have to decide for yourself what you think you believe and what you think you're being told.
Yeah, I'm gonna get my food from Florida.
There you go.
Yeah, well, I see they got another oil slick off the Louisiana coast. About 30 miles of it now. This is something new.
Yeah, boy, they just can't catch a break in Louisiana, can they?
No, but they said this is a new well leaking, so here we go again.
Yeah, no kidding. And what are they saying? Yep. They're saying, aren't they calling it a stuck pipe? They're saying it's some kind of a stuck pipe that's led to this latest slick. But you're right. Here we go again. Here we go again. Yeah, crazy.
Find out who owns it and have them pony up some money, I guess. But,
it's always about the money. You and I know that. Money makes the world go around. And ultimately, what do I always say on this show? Trace it back to the money. It's all about the dough and half of the things that we talk about here on America Tonight. Rick, you need to go and take an iodine pill because you are choking, my friend.
I know.
Be careful out there. We don't want you to breathe it in. Thanks for the call. Yeah, there's something in the air. It might not be radiation. It might be other germs that, unfortunately, you've been exposed to. All right, coming up on the flip side, fair or foul, we got a couple of them for you. Right here with me, Katie D, on America Tonight.
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed. AffinityDiet.com introduces Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet. Great-tasting Lose and Snooze from AffinityDiet.com is the first step in our guaranteed weight loss system. Lose and Snooze will help your body get a deep restorative sleep without the harmful side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. And during deep natural sleep, your body starts to shed unwanted pounds, build lean muscle, and lose inches. Add AffinityDiet.com's one-day diet waivers and your metabolism keeps going with all the vitamins and minerals you need with no rebound effect. But don't worry, you're never more than 24 hours from your favorite foods. Learn more about Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet at AffinityDiet.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y diet.com, or call toll-free 855-663-3438. That's 855-663-3438. Finally, a diet that succeeds where others have failed, from AffinityDiet.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Time for a little seventh inning stretch. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation here on America tonight. Yeah, this is that time. We're headed for the finish line of this hour, and it's time for another fair or foul. And let me tell you, we got a bunch of them for you, including this woman who decided that her son needed a little encouragement when it came to fighting. And it wasn't that she said you got to stick up for yourself, that kind of thing. If you automatically are going there, forget that. I'm telling you that this woman decided that she would tell her son to fight. A California woman. She was arrested because these people just don't get it. She was captured on video. She encouraged her son to just beat the snot out of another kid, screaming out, beat him down, body slam him. So Jennifer Zuniga was hauled off and thrown in the clinker to think about it. I just don't get it. I mean, you could clearly hear her on the video at one point offering some pointers to her son on how to win the fight. So police had no choice but to arrest her. So what kind of charges do you face for that? Well, think about it. Child endangerment and contributing to the delinquency of a minor. And clearly they got her nailed here. Because what happened? This is the world we live in, people. The video was posted on YouTube. And they learned about it, the cops did, from somebody who saw it on YouTube. They called him up and said, hey, did you see this thing about this woman? And we got witnesses. Next thing you know, boom, they arrested her. Everybody wants their 15 minutes of fame. They don't realize that sometimes it gets them in a whole lot of trouble. So the question is, what do you think she should get for that? What do you think she should get for encouraging the kid to beat the other kid up? Do we need this? I mean, they were clearly minors, young kids, like 12 years old. That's brutal. Oh, that's bad. Where's the peace? Where's the love, mama? Man. And you just wonder, all these problems with bullying in school, so where do you think the kids get it from? Mom, she needs some time away from this kid, that's what I think. And she's probably going to get it. That's what I think, too. There ought to be a license. There ought to be a rule on this one. Okay, let's move on to another fair or foul, and it has to do with the health care law. It's been a year now since this kicked in, and of course it's a slow-moving change. And as we know, the midterm elections, the whole idea was, let's get it, let's crush it, and get it out of here. At least from my point of view, it's too vague. There were too many things that were vague. There were too many things that were going to cost people a whole lot of money. Just talk to the folks in California who have Blue Cross Blue Shield, Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield, and saw their premiums shoot up 60%. That's outrageous. What do you do when you have to pay a premium? It's your health care. And you're fine. Everything's good. You get your normal tests and physicals and whatever. Then you go to the mailbox, open up what would normally be however much you're paying, and find out you got to pay 60% more. How many people can afford to do that? So it's been 1 year since the president signed that federal health care law. And Republicans absolutely want to undo this thing. The president knows that this reelection effort is going to be certainly partially a referendum on health care, because that is his piece of legislation. That is his signature law, if you will. I mean, this was such a drawn-out fight. I don't even want to reopen it. But the so-called Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, will it gain any popularity as more of that law kicks in? It hasn't happened at this point. It hasn't happened. Pre-existing conditions, I think everybody agrees on that, but that's it. The Gallup poll, the latest Gallup poll, is saying that it actually is less popular than a year ago. 46%, check this out, of people who took the poll think it's a good thing that Congress passed the law. That's down from 49% last year. So there's some serious stonewalling going on. Absolutely. Federal health care spending is estimated to shoot up to over $450 billion over the next decade. What does that mean with taxes? Do the math. Even if it's fuzzy math, it spells out to me you're going to pay more money. So I'm going to say foul on that one. It needs to be tweaked at least. Needs to be tweaked. You know that whole opt-out deal? Yeah. That's the problem. That's the biggest, scariest, I think, thing about the health care law to most people. And they estimate about 50 million people are uninsured. It's the cost. It's the insurance cost. Crazy. Out of control. All you have to do is spend any time in a hospital and really look at your bill. People don't look at their bill because the insurance company, if you have insurance and the insurance company pays it. But you look at the breakdown in that bill and it is, you'd be shocked. So I say foul on that one too. You can shoot us an email at americatonight.net, just like Lewis has done. And Lewis, who heard me say moments ago about the woman encouraging her son to kick the living, you know what, out of the kid in the playground. It was captured on video. It was posted on YouTube. Lewis says, lock her up. Throw away the key. What was she thinking? You don't want to be teaching that kid that. It's one thing to teach self-defense. It's another thing to flat out doing a mixed martial arts session to some other kid. Yeah, and I guess it kind of looked like that to me, too. Then we have this crazy thing coming out of Washington, Reagan Airport. If you've ever been there, boy, that is one crowded airport. And I've been there early in the morning. It's one crowded airport. So the Federal Aviation Administration has to now investigate why an air traffic controller fell asleep on the job and allowed a couple of planes to land at the airport without clearance. Frantically, an American Airlines flight on Wednesday in the wee hours was on final approach, could not raise anyone on the radio. So they just made the descent and went in, eyes wide open, hoping that there wouldn't be any problem. And then 15 minutes later, another plane had to do the same thing, desperately trying to get somebody in the air traffic control tower, could not raise anybody, and had to land and hope that they were okay, hope that everything was clear from what they could see. See, you know, yes, I know that there are small planes that land at small airports that don't have control towers or controllers to clear landings, but Reagan is different. There is absolutely no way, I don't care what time of day it is, any of our major airports, that you can have an unmanned tower. Is it fatigue? What is the problem? There have been safety concerns over people that are just exhausted. You have to be engaged in that kind of a job. You know, how many jobs do you have? How many jobs are there, if you start to think about this, where you can disengage and you can just... boom, you can just catch a few Z's. No one will notice. I can put my head down. You put your head down in that control tower and you go. That's it. I mean, I can think in the broadcasting business, I worked with somebody at a station called K-Rock. And they fell asleep. They were doing the overnights. And it was, they fell asleep, I can even remember this, to Metallica's Sandman. Figuring, oh, this is pretty long, I'll put my head down. You know, it's like that old thing from the 70s, I guess. And this wasn't the 70s, far from it. But where the record, boom, that would be the end of the record, and you'd hear that zip across the record. They had Den and Dex, is what they called it. So CDs, basically. And boom, boom, out went the lights, and so went that job. Well, the job of this guy should have his job ripped out from underneath him, because that's ridiculous. You have to be awake. That's it. No matter what it takes, you cannot fall asleep. Imagine if those planes had crashed. One of those planes, both of those planes. Talk about people being up in arms. And I think the FAA should be all over this big time. Don't you?